So hi.
Hello.
Hey.
Hi.
I'm Bill.
I'm Brian.
And I'm Ben.
And these are some of the sodas we like. We're back! After...
Well, how are you seriously going to cut that to get those into two different sides? Or where do you cut it?
Huh?
Huh?
So, for the introduction, I thought it was... I don't even know the format
We just take Exquisite Dead Guy, which is our now official theme. This is the first time we're actually mentioning this, because became official after the last one.
Ben just put on a silly hat.
It's our official theme. I asked, and we're good, and we're back after 7 long weeks of consecutive episodes
that we did
so long ago.
Yeah, minutes after one another.
Yeah, this is our first show after the cruise, which was great.
And over a month ago.
Well, over a month ago. Almost 2 months ago. It's getting there. It's a month and a half.
Yeah, that's right. It's the 11th today.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, you're not allowed to drink something else.
No, if it tastes bad, I have vinegar.
It's not going to taste bad, because today we have Gray's Gourmet Orange Grape. Gourmet!
I think it's pronounced Gourmage.
That's...
I'm positive it's not.
No. No. Let's take a look at this bottle, guys.
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome.
Smells good.
Yeah. It's a brown bottle. Protection from light. Always a good thing.
Yeah. Looks like it's one of them cane sugar deals. No caffeine. That's to be expected.
Mm-hmm.
At this point.
Yeah. Janesville. Cool.
Soda mousse a la orange Gray's.
Been made for a long time.
Yeah, 1856.
Yeah, that's a long time ago. Years.
So yeah, no, I mean the bottle is pretty straightforward.
I like the guy on the top.
I'm kind of worried about the nondescript white cap. You don't see that too often.
That's true.
It's a little concerning.
All right, well, let's open.
Yeah, let's get this going.
Bill, keep your shirt on.
Never.
What's the nose?
It's very, very much orangey. It's kind of, it's not terribly pleasant.
Yeah.
As far as the orange creams have gone.
It kind of smells like my orange rind tea with the vanilla powdered creamer.
Kinda.
I do detect the hint of vanilla in there, yes.
I do get a little bit of that rind. This could be decent. I'm still a little on the fence on it.
Well, that's what the drinking is for.
Yeah.
Shall we, gents?
I'm very confused about what Ben's doing. It's a very aggressive tingle.
Yeah.
My tongue is a little numb right now, actually, because I left it there for a second, so I could try to taste it. I didn't pan out.
Yeah, no, it effervesces readily on the tongue, but...
It gets in there.
So I'll be honest, I didn't really taste any orange there, but there was a lot of aftertaste of cream.
I have a pretty heavy rind taste in my mouth right now.
Aftertaste of cream is...
I'm going to go with,
Boy George.
I was actually going to go Wham.
Wham?
But, yeah, that's pretty much the same joke.
Yeah. Or highbrow.
It's refreshing.
Kinda.
Yeah.
Not getting, like, any orange. Not a little on the aftertaste of that one, but...
Yeah.
A lot more cream than orange.
I had to blast it into my cheeks to get it.
I had to blast it into my cheeks to get it is my Gary Glitter cover band. That one's actually terrible. Good God, I hope you can edit that out.
No!
If you get frothy in your mouth, it tastes like orange.
Frothy in your mouth is...
That's right.
I'm calling it right here. This episode's going to suck.
No, this is... We forgot how to do this.
We did. It's been too long. Because I feel like we're 5 minutes in and we're almost done.
Five? Oh, yeah, five.
Yes!
Five and a half. Yeah, all we've done is complain about tingling and making gay jokes. We went from being top quality, citation needed, podcasting to the rest of the internet. Like, it's so nondescript that I'm not even coming up with an analogy.
Yeah.
Is it weird that it's causing a lot of phlegm to build up in the back of my throat?
I'm starting to get that.
Yeah, a little bit.
Okay.
Isn't that like your body's natural reaction to something it doesn't want? In its mouth?
Now you're just trying too hard.
I can feel...
Or you're drunk.
I can... Well, that's to be assumed.
I did just get back from work.
We have declared you as our resident alcoholic on every single episode that you've shown up in.
And now this one?
I could put some Jameson in it.
I was gonna say... Go for it. I don't give a shit. I can feel the blood moving through my arms right now. I don't like that.
Oh, that reminds me. I didn't call the Red Cross yet.
I'm glad that sentence ended better than I was expecting. Oh, blood rushing through my arms. That reminds me.
Jesus. Kind of an unremarkable aftertaste.
Yeah.
It just kind of tastes the same.
It kind of leaves, and that's okay, because... Jesus, yes, it's fine.
That's like one of the funnels we use at work.
Okay. I was hoping you'd just go, nope! It's a lot of Jameson.
So, we're going to have a different perspective.
His bottle is full again, ladies and gentlemen. So we should legit review it before we hear from the drunk corner.
No, I think the soda deserves it every chance we can give it. So let's let Ben get good and smashed before we review this.
That adds... a lot to it.
For a second there, I thought you went cross-eyed. And I was like, wow! You are a cartoon character.
You are every cliche.
It's like bubbles appearing above his head.
One big teardrop.
Spank lines coming out of me. Womp womp.
That adds a lot to it. It gives a really good...
Well, you added a lot to it!
No, it really complements the Jameson.
Gray's Orange Cream. It really complements the Jameson.
So I just said.
He was more dramatic.
Damn straight.
Oh, straight story. All right. I gotta think about this.
Well, I've got two votes to cast.
Yeah, you got two analogies to give too, bitch. Oh.
Jameson floated to the top because I don't taste it anymore.
God, this episode's going to suck.
Yeah, no, this I hate these middle of the road sodas. It makes for terrible radio. God damn, give me something.
Yeah. See, that's the reason. That's one of the reasons why I'm like, oh, is I just gotta, you know, try to make the bottle whistle, because I can think, and it's producing sound.
This bottle, or this soda, not the bottle's fine.
Did you have some of my Jameson?
Yes, I had all of it. This soda is like a moderate-sized bowl of Frosted Flakes. Not the most exciting breakfast you can have. Not the best. Get the jobs done. It fills you up in the morning. It's not bad. And if Ben gets a hold of it, he gets all fucked up.
Was that a Flakes reference?
It was a Flakes reference. I give that a 55.
All right.
It's a new year. We recalibrated the shit on that scale. Except for the high end.
Yeah, I just...
Right?
Okay. I really hate the font that they use on the back of it. But when I was looking at it, the word that popped right in front of my eyes was quaint.
Bottling. Yeah. The word bottling is popping out to me most because there's a cut right under it, so it's like bottling.
Nice. But yeah, no, it was quaint. So quaint was the word that popped out, and I was like, alright.
This isn't quaint, it's aggressive.
But
it's
you
aggressive.
Get some points for saying quaint.
I know.
No.
Yeah, no.
Quaint, quaint.
You can use your own damn judging system. The bottle says quaint, that gets it some points in my book.
Quaint's like the easiest marketing word. Other than extreme, which is not something I would use on this bottle anyway. I'd give it points if this bottle said extreme.
Only
extreme! Old house! That's going to be my other analogy. This soda's like this old house on the cover. It's alright. I can see somebody living there. Whatever.
Even though it clearly says it's a brewing building.
Don't give a shit, Brian!
They're too big.
It looks like it used to be a house.
I don't think that ever used to be a house. No house has windows like that.
It's a safe house, yeah. Well, I've seen old houses have windows like that. What? My parents' house have windows that go to the floor.
Yeah.
It's weird living in that kind of house. People on the street can see your ankles. True story. So, the bottle says quaint.
Yeah. So I'll give the soda a 48, but I'm going to give the episode like a 12.
No, I don't think anybody's going to listen to this. I might not even advertise this up.
Yeah, it's probably wise. If you made it this far, good for you!
How's it going over there, Drinky Crow?
In all honesty, in going with the label thing...
Holy shit, I'm done. I win.
Don't even notice that you're done with the drink. That's not good.
The fact that it says finest handcrafted beers I do like, but in all honesty, going with the name kind of grays, I am kind of in a gray area here. I feel like this was...
Yeah, I was just thinking that when you started talking. This is a gray soda.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it really tastes like something that someone would have made in their house for a first time kind of...
If it was their first time, they did a remarkably good job. I think it's something that, like, somebody made in their house. They've been making it for a while, and their friends are like, yeah, this is really good. You don't want to...
Yeah.
If a friend of yours made something of this quality, you'd be like, that's not bad, dude.
That's kind of how I feel. It's not remarkable. It's good. I wouldn't go out of my way to find it at a store.
So this is damn good amateur soda.
Yeah. With the Jameson, though, I'd give it like a 23.
Oh, really low.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I But with the Jameson, it does add a lot to it. It does add more flavor. I don't know if you've ever had Jameson. It has a little flavor to it. And it complements it, as I said previously.
The bottom of my bottle tastes like orange flavor.
Well, that's interesting. With the Jameson,
I'm just picturing Bill licking the bottom of his bottle.
References. Now twist it. Yeah.
With Jameson?
32.
How does the Jameson make you feel?
Happy.
There you go.
Alright, so that's 55, 48, 23. Numbers!
On average, with Jameson is lower. See, a pickle seems like the worst goddamn thing to put in your mouth right now.
It was cold.
Yeah.
All right. I think we need to show some mercy on the listeners that made it this far.
I'm so sorry.
Later, dudes.
Bye.
See you later, ex-soda pals.